You are listening to the voice of the frontline protector here at the Private Officer Beat Radio. Every week, you'll hear breaking news, topics of training, information for the industry of security, public safety, and law enforcement. So strap in, hang on, we're about to speed off in this episode of the Private Officer Beat Radio. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this edition of the Private Officer Beat Radio, a production of Private Officer International and RAM Media Group. Oh, we are so excited today to tell you about all the things that's happening across the POI spectrum and Armor College upcoming events. A lot to talk about, indeed. Of course, don't forget all of the other things we've already told you that's happening in our world. And for more information, you can always contact helpdesk at privateofficer.com. Helpdesk at privateofficer.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now, that brings me to another quick point. Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's, all of those big end of the year holidays coming up. Well, guess what? We're going to make our people work. Boo, bah, humbug. No, they'll all have plenty of food and festivities that will be taking place around their schedule. Everyone is always well taken care of. And we're not going to shut down our help desk during the holidays, but at Armor College, we do go on winter break, and I believe that's on the 20th of December through the first Monday after the new year, or Tuesday, and I've got to check on that to see what day that is this year. And of course, we're going to be open during all of those other days when everybody else hopefully is spending a little quality time with their families and friends. Now, you can contact helpdesk at privateofficer.com if you want to know for sure what our open and close hours are going to be during the holidays, and you can contact helpdesk at armorcollege.org if you're interested in knowing what their hours are going to be. I believe that both sites will be posting that on the front page this week here. Wow, time is flying. I just cannot believe that we're looking straight ahead, eye to eye, with the end of the year. As much as I love the holidays, I hate getting older. And it seems like the older you get, the faster that happens. I used to think that, you know, it was 2 years for everyone. But now it's 6 months. 6 months and you turn your next age. Oh, boy. It's rough when you start getting old. But we want to continue on lively. So no matter where you're listening around the world or what time of the day, night, or afternoon it might be, we have plenty to say between now and what my friend calls that expiration date. Like old milk in the refrigerator. Everything expires. Had to throw a few things out of my refrigerator this week, actually. I thought that ricotta cheese, fresh, stays longer than that stuff you buy in the store. But obviously, no, that's not true. Fresh food, fresh meat, fresh vegetables, fruits, fresh cheese, like milk, expire sooner than all that stuff with chemicals and, you know, all those things they put in there to make them last for years and years and years, like an MRE. You know, MREs aren't that bad, actually. Got a few, had a few, going to buy a few more for those hurricanes that hit down in Alabama when I'm down there during hurricane season. Listen, here's what else is going on. Lots to talk about. Remember that here at Private Officer International, we do a lot of different services, activities for our members and non-members alike. We told you that coming up at the end of this month and into December, we're going to work with our membership and anyone else that wants to get involved to do good for the rest of the year. Now, a friend of mine said that they've already begun because they were in the fast food line last week, and they paid for the person behind them for their meal. And I've done that before, and I'll probably do it again this week. Small little things that make a difference, people. You don't have to spend millions. You don't have to give hundreds of hours of your time. You don't have to do any of that. But you know what? As I've said repeatedly on this show and elsewhere, it feels good. It really does. It makes you feel good. So, if you have any suggestions on how we can make a small difference or a big difference during this holiday, please email helpdesk@privateofficer.com. Helpdesk@privateofficer.com. By now, I know that you've heard about this big festival in Houston where at least 8 people died, 300 were injured and treated on scene, 28 was in serious condition and taken to the hospital. Now, there was a news release by the Houston police chief who said that at least two security officers, were injected with needles during this terrible tragedy and that they went unconscious and had to be revived with Narcan, naloxone. And now that same police chief has walked that story back and just released a few days ago a retraction saying their information was incorrect. Security officers were injured. 2 were knocked unconscious by a heavy item, unknown what that was, a baseball bat, a metal pipe, or just somebody's fist. But they were not injected. But it was very suspicious when they came out with that news briefing that said injection and that they went unconscious because they used Narcan supposedly to bring them back around. And as I said in a previous radio show, Narcan only works on opioids. It does not work on marijuana. It does not work on other types of drugs, barbiturates, and, you know, prescription drugs. It's made and designed to work on opioids. And there's a whole list of drugs that are opioids. So I could not imagine that during this event that someone just had a couple of needles filled with opioids, whether that be meth or some other opioid, and just happened to have it in their pocket, and they decided to jab it into the security officer's necks. Obviously, this whole event was pre-planned, pre-staged. There's multiple people involved, and yet they don't know who they are. Houston police is the last to step up and tell you that this investigation, which they now classify as criminal and not just something that was tragic, now it's criminal. But they don't have any answers. They don't know who, what, where, when. They don't know yet. We're following it very closely. We're staying on top of it. My staff and I want to know what happened because according to the police chief in Houston, he also said that he explicitly told the rapper, the main character, the main performer, the headliner, that he advised against this event. Going forward, there had been previous issues with it and that there was some other information or intel that had been gathered saying there may be something happening at the event. Now, maybe this is just like the wrong information that the chief put out about the injected necks of security officers. Maybe he got this wrong as well, or maybe he got it right. Where did he get his intel? Where was this online? Was this in the clouds? Was it just in a dream? Where did he get the fact that there was going to be a problem? Who said it? Where was it said? How did he come by this information? I want to know. You know what? We're going to take a quick break. You got me all wound up. Inquiring minds do want to know. We'll be right back.
Rolling one up now could mean rolling one over later. Driving high impairs your perception of speed, time, and distance. If you're high, don't drive.
What am I doing lying in this casket? Oh, yeah. That's right. I'm dead. I got shot. I'm not supposed to be dead. I'm only 17. And now I can't see my 18th birthday because I'm a fatal victim of gun violence. My friends, my family, my own mother was devastated. Can't see her son anymore because of gun violence. And everyone's here at the funeral. But before they lay me to rest, there's just one last thing I have to do. How many more of us have to die from gun violence? Let's put a stop to this, because if we don't, the next time it could be your child lying in this casket.
Brought to you by Man Up Inc. USA, a proud member of the Gun Violence Awareness Movement.
If you're not already receiving breaking news and our bi-weekly newsletter, Officer Down reports, and discount training news in your personal or business email, then go to our website right now at privateofficer.org. Privateofficer.org. A Dropbox will come down. Just fill out your info, and you'll be the first, one of the first, for sure, to know about what's happening in the security industry. You'll know when a security officer is killed. You'll also get these great discounts on training and equipment and so much more. PrivateOfficer.org. All right, we are back here on the Private Officer Beat Radio for this Monday morning, the 15th, right here in the middle of November. Frost on the ground, or on the pumpkin, as they say. Snow already falling in multiple states. We are right here in the beginning of winter. Fall still hanging on, of course. Just had a beautiful drive last week through the mountains of North Carolina and Virginia, beautiful fall coverings across the tree covers. If you're not familiar with true fall colors and you're not living on the East Coast or maybe up in the mountains of Colorado, Montana, Wyoming, places like that, you're certainly missing out this time of year. And we all, of course, we love it. We love the beach, but we love the mountains just as much. Talking to a friend of mine a few days ago, they are planning on moving from the middle of the country out there in Kansas to the North Carolina mountains just for the views. Flatland, Colorado, in some areas, mountains in other areas. Kansas, mainly flat, many of the areas out there. Missouri, of course, has the Ozarks, but some people just love the mountains and others love the beach. I love it all. But this time of year, my favorite time of year, I'm glad that I had an opportunity to get out to the Blue Ridge Mountains and really enjoy some of the last
parts of this year's seasonal color canvas, beautiful as it is. On to more business. We want to remind you to get involved with Private Officer International. Of course, we tell you all the time, check out our daily news blog at privateofficerbreakingnews.blogspot.com. privateofficerbreakingnews.blogspot.com. And follow us and join in on the conversations at facebook.com/Private Officer International and on Twitter, active 24/7, twitter.com/Private Officer. You don't have to follow anybody else on these social media platforms. Many people are saying, well, we just don't get involved with all that crap anymore, that social media. In business, we have to use the platforms available to us, of course, to get those messages out. You can join today and not have any other followers or friends. You can just have Private Officer as your one and only contact. That way, you're up to date on all of the news, activities, things that's happening at POI that you don't want to miss out on. We also want you to be involved with our radio shows. If you are a follower every week, if you're a listener, ones of hundreds of thousands, we want to invite you not only to be a listener, but to be a participant. You can contact helpdesk at privateofficer.com. Suggest a topic that you want to know about, a topic that you want to hear about, training, or maybe you're a topic specialist or you just want to get your two cents out there. We'll invite you on the radio right here. Contact us at helpdesk at privateofficer.com. This past week, something unusual in the news. We have told you about the Houston police chief saying that at least two security officers were stabbed in the neck with needles during the music festival, where 8 were killed, 300 injured and treated on scene, 28 hospitalized. Now, although originally reported as opioids, now the police chief of Houston, guess what? He is backtracking his statement. I don't know where he got the intel. I don't. But I do know that now he's saying no one was injured. Now, I bring this up again because Troy Feiner is the police chief there. He's not stupid. He's not a rookie. And I'm looking at this a little deeper right now, thinking, how did this 31-year veteran, who's a recent police chief, come up with this information? And if it wasn't substantiated, really, why was it put out there as if it was a fact? We're looking into this, trust me, because something's not sitting right with me, and we're going to get to the bottom of this. Be sure to listen to all of our radio shows. I hope that you joined us recently on the LP Zone, where everything is all about loss prevention. Be sure to join us every other week on the LP Zone. If you're a retail security agent, a mall security officer, public safety, be sure to listen in. Send us news tips at helpdesk@privateofficer.com. And, of course, don't forget to listen again, twice a month, every other week. We kind of rotate the LP Zone, and from the legal side, don't miss the legal side. I'm telling you, that show is filled with legal information, facts, legal cases and facts. We got a new show coming out. Don't miss it. In January, we're going to be talking about cases, legal, criminal, civil cases that have gone through the court system. They've been adjudicated, and the outcomes and why those outcomes were what they were. We'll be analyzing this along with our legal specialist, and we're going to bring some of these cases out. Be sure to be listening first of the year for our brand new radio show. And while we're on this subject, radio shows and TV documentaries and TV shows is our next venture. Having been on the back burner for a number of years, we began working on the Frontline Protectors Network about a year ago in earnest, which means seriously. And now we're going full speed ahead with our website under development, our platforms now in place. We're going to be traveling around, introducing our viewers to those folks in law enforcement, private security, fire, EMS, and other situations that are on the front line. I've got an interesting interview coming up, in fact, with a park ranger, a county park ranger. Very excited to talk with this gentleman. Just recently came to know him. And I think you're going to find that interview to be very interesting as far as what these park rangers do. And, of course, rangers vary from place to place. They have city rangers. They have county rangers. They have state rangers who are state law enforcement in every state. They have the same authority of any state trooper. And then, of course, you have the federal rangers, the U.S. Park Service rangers. And I'll tell you what. Those guys there, they really do a lot more than people really think. They think they're just rangers. Well, what does a ranger do? What are their duties? Well, these state and federal rangers are often firefighters, paramedics, law enforcement, and they do a lot of other things. And I'm really excited to be able to bring this upcoming interview with you. Now here on the Frontline Protectors Network, we're also going to be working closely with not only law enforcement and security, but also the other first responders, the firefighters and the paramedics. We are also going to have our own original series, a number of series that we are working on. And the first one coming up is called Missing in Uniform. That will be the first one released. And Frontline Protectors, that's where we're out in the field, ride-alongs and interviewing all of the various Frontline Protectors. So we're very excited about that. Now, here's where you come in. Three different ways that you can help us to really make the Frontline Protectors platform that we're working on all-inclusive so that everybody gets involved, the viewers, the people that we're interviewing and working with. But here's how you can also get involved. Right now, we're looking for a couple of different positions, part-time flexible, and that includes video production. You don't need to be an expert. It doesn't have to be, TV quality, although we want it to be. But if you have some skills with putting things together, videos, if you know a little bit about working that format, contact where else? Of course, helpdesk at privateofficer.com is your point of contact. If you have contacts in private security who has patrol services, or you know some small town or midtown law enforcement chiefs or park rangers or others in public safety, we'd love for you to contact us so that we can work with them and maybe make them part of one of our shows. Also, we're looking for people to help us on set. So when we go out to a location, we're going to need some additional support staff. Contact helpdesk at privateofficer.com. The Frontline Protectors Network is soon to be a reality.
What do you wish for? A nice life? Nice things? Or Do you wish for something more? A sense of purpose? Do you wish to discover a cure? To write code that cracks an unsolvable question? To further our exploration into space? Or to invent something that changes everything right here on Earth? Well, if that's your wish, make yourself ready. Because when you look back, you'll see that you didn't just make wishes. You realized them.
Human trafficking is slavery.
And it happens all over America.
Any child, any woman, any man could potentially become a victim of human trafficking.
I am a victim of labor trafficking.
I was victim of child sex trafficking, but now I own my body.
Human trafficking is any kind of forced labor.
It can happen to anybody.
I am a mother.
I am an author.
I am a son.
I'm an advocate.
I am an educator.
I'm a sister.
I am a brother.
I'm so much more than what happened to me.
I am strong.
I am brave.
I am outspoken.
I am compassionate.
I am a survivor.
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 I am a survivor of human trafficking.
Welcome back to this edition of the Private Officer Beat Radio. I am your host, Rick McCann, and we're glad that you are here. Please pass this information around. Make sure that you give this to your coworkers, managers, supervisors, and let them know to get involved with Private Officer International. There are so many different benefits of getting involved. Please let them know and give them a copy of this radio show and let them hear all of the benefits of listening to this platform and how it benefits private security and public safety. This week, a very long overdue situation happened in Atlanta, Georgia. One that I not only was part of during the original situation, but one that I personally have followed for many years. Now, during the Olympic bombing, if you're young, you probably heard about it in school. And if you're old, like me, you probably saw it on the news or maybe even was in the area when this occurred. This was a bombing during July 27, 1996. And my security company had some contracts for this very large special event. And a security officer working at the Centennial Olympic Park right downtown in Atlanta named Richard Jewell found a suspicious backpack. And he notified law enforcement. He did exactly what he was supposed to do. He contacted law enforcement that was working the event, and he told them what he's seen and what he found. And they went over together. And unfortunately, the bomb exploded, and several people died, many others actually were injured, but thankfully, it could have been a whole lot worse than it was. During the investigation, they arrested the security officer, Richard Jewell. During the investigation, they actually came upon further information and made a different arrest, and Richard Jewell was found not guilty and later on went on to become a police officer, a deputy sheriff in Georgia. Now, sadly, Richard Jewell, who was made to look like the offender, the monster who blew up the place, passed away soon after becoming a deputy sheriff in August 29, 2007. But he did realize his dream after all of the hell that he had been put through. He became a law enforcement officer, something that he wanted. The man responsible went on to plant bombs at several other locations, including a location in Birmingham that also killed a police officer. But Richard Jewell got his due this past week in Atlanta, Georgia, when they honored him for his sacrifices, for saving lives, with a memorial at the Olympic Centennial Park downtown Atlanta. And there are many more security officers across the country and around the world that needs to have their due. They need to be recognized for their heroics, for all that they do in preventing things that we don't even know were prevented by private security. They just don't get in the media. They don't get headlines. They don't get medals. That's why we're here, to give those medals, to shout those names out, to get people the recognition that they deserve. And if you know anybody that needs to be recognized for anything that they've done, contact helpdesk at privateofficer.com. There are many things in the news, very important things. But you know what? A headline that continues to be in the news almost daily now is ringing loud and clear. Madison, Wisconsin, yet another school system that is begging that the police be brought back to schools after daily violence. There has been at least three dozen schools that have already brought back law enforcement after defund police just didn't work out for them. You're going to see more and more communities bringing back law enforcement and refunding law enforcement. There are so many different scenarios happening. Minneapolis, Minnesota wanted to get rid of the police department completely, and they're not the only one. But guess what? They voted on it, and it was voted down. Now, there is a redesign of many police going on. We talk almost every week about the many police departments that no longer respond to certain calls. But they are finding other replacements. Some cities have come up with community service officers, which many others already had, to respond to non-active criminal activity, to take reports, to interview, to take photos of damage, vandalism, whatever it might be. And that's a big help to law enforcement. Many agencies already have that. We have it in a company that I own called Community Public Safety. Check them out online at publicsafetyservices.org. But other areas are coming up with unarmed traffic officers. No, that's not a good idea, making traffic stops unarmed. Many areas now are refunding the police. Let's face it, we can hire tens of thousands of security guards, but they're not the police. We can't live without the police. Also in the news this week, another TSA security officer has died from the coronavirus. A Boston-based TSA security officer, only employed since August of this year, Beth Ann Busquet, died October 31st, but it was just reported 2 days ago. TSA has lost more than 40 security officers, and thousands have had COVID-19. A report just out from someone who was high up in the chain of command for G4S security reported that over 50 security officers there have died of COVID, and an unknown number to exceed thousands have had COVID. The coronavirus, COVID-19, is a real thing. It's very highly contagious, and it's killing law enforcement and private security officers. I don't know if it's going to go away or ever go away. We don't know. We do know that right now, 270 police officers have died this year from COVID. And we have tracked 167 dead of COVID from security. And if G4S numbers are true, it could be much higher than that, because G4S is part of Allied Universal. And Allied Universal, as you know, has been gobbling up many security companies for the number of years. And so across their employment, there could be hundreds of security officers who have died from COVID. We'll be right back here on the Private Officer Beat Radio. When you're listening to the voice of the Frontline Protector right here on the Private Officer Radio Network. Now don't go away, because we are coming right back when we've got a whole lot more right here on the Private Officer Beat Radio.
More than 114,000 people are waiting on an organ transplant at any given time in the U.S., and at least 80% of those are waiting for a kidney.
For kidneys, it largely defaults to waiting time. But for livers, hearts, and lungs, it's largely based on the degree of illness and how sick someone is, and that defines their priority on the waiting list.
Dr. Charles Rosen, director of the Transplant Center at Mayo Clinic, says living donors can help save people waiting for a kidney or a liver, but those waiting for other organs, unfortunately, have to wait for a deceased donor. Dr. Rosen says if you're interested in saving another person's life with your organs after you die, it's important to sign up as a donor now while you're still alive to save your family from having to make a difficult decision at a difficult time.
We've heard from donor families or potential donor families that decided not to donate because it was such a stressful time in their lives that then 3-6 months later they felt some remorse for not doing that.
For the Mayo Clinic News Network, I'm Ian Roth.
For the next couple of weeks, we're going to be talking about marijuana. Marijuana policing, marijuana security services, the myths, the truths, and those things in between. How this industry is becoming a business that is reputable and yet still illegal federally. And today we're going to be talking in part one about marijuana, states that are legalizing marijuana for certain things, some of them medical only, some of them for personal use, and how security is making it a specialty type of security service. We're going to be talking about the training required across the country for those working in the security, marijuana security protection area, as well as some of the downsides to this type of business. And we're going to introduce you to a couple of companies who specialize in patrolling private property and eradicating marijuana being illegally grown on those properties. In fact, one company has set themselves up as a private ranger service, patrolling large, vast areas of woodlands that are privately owned. And many years ago in Alabama, we had a contract with and we subbed it with another company to do the same thing. We patrolled tens of thousands of acres of woodlands owned by U.S. Steel and another very recognizable company. And we were their ranger service, armed, and we came across many different things, and we'll be talking about that coming up here shortly. We have a lot of breaking news this week. We want to get into a little bit of it here. Of course, you can always go to our website at privateofficerbreakingnews.blogspot.com and check out all the news there. TSA workers are currently facing COVID vaccination deadlines before the Thanksgiving rush. TSA has said that the mandate has been out for more than 6 months. They kind of overlooked or didn't really push it too much, but now they have less than 10 days to be vaccinated if they are a security screener. And obviously, if you got 40 people dead and thousands who have been victims of the coronavirus, you do want them to be as safe as possible. Coming out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, a private prisoner transport service had one of their prisoners escape. 40-year-old Robert Johnson escaped at the Milwaukee Mitchell International Airport while being transported by a private prisoner service. The man has not been reapprehended. He faces charges of robbery with use of force, possession of cocaine with intent to deliver, resisting and obstructing. He's from Rockford, Illinois, and police are on the manhunt. An off-duty Birmingham, Alabama police officer is recovering at the University of Alabama Hospital after being shot Saturday while working off-duty as a security officer at the Quest nightclub. A confrontation ensued after he was notified that someone was armed with a gun inside of the club, and he went to investigate and was shot. Also coming out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, the newest community service officer that just graduated this past week, from the newest class is 72 years young. Eric Penbacker said that he doesn't like to be sitting around the house. He doesn't like to be idle. Even though he's retired, he wants to be involved in his community. Sounds very familiar to me. I'm sure I'm going to be the same kind of guy. He says rocking chair days are limited. So he joined up and got hired as a community service officer, where he'll be out on patrol, making a difference, taking reports, responding to calls, accidents without injuries, and other such calls. 240 hours of training was completed by the last class of community service officers. Here's another school system calling back police. Tacoma, Washington Public Schools just this past week approved a brand new contract to bring police back to the schools. Now, they're going to work it a little bit different. Instead of being on site at each individual school, they already have security personnel unarmed in their schools. This team of police officers will be on duty exclusively patrolling the school's exterior and responding to any call for assistance. Very unique, but it kind of goes back to the 70s when they first hired police to patrol only the exterior of the school and only to come inside when called by teachers. So this, again, another school system that has decided better to have the police and not need them than need them and not have them. A Joliet, Illinois man, 41 years old, has been arrested after a brawl with Harris Casino security, now facing three charges after he broke glasses, security officer's glasses, and began fighting them. He's been identified as Gerard Barnes. Police are investigating in Detroit, Michigan, after a TikTok video shows nightclub security officers tossing a woman to the ground, injuring her violently. And according to police, the security personnel involved may face criminal charges of assault. In Chicopee, Massachusetts, the longest-serving Massachusetts police officer, Detective Michael J. Dion, 39 years wearing badge number 1, died of a heart attack while on duty. The longest-serving Massachusetts police officer. In Florida, at the Capitol, Tallahassee, because of critical staffing shortages across Florida state prisons, they're going to be releasing them because they just do not have the manpower to guard and adequately support the needs of the prisoners. 18,000 security positions in the Florida Department of Corrections. That's how many they have. And right now, 5,500 are vacant. Prisons will be shut down. Criminals let back on the streets. Oh, hooray, hooray, hooray for defunding the police. It's not working. In San Antonio, police there say a security officer and a police officer working off duty shot a man during a disturbance at a nightclub. Officers were called out to assist security with a fight. Gunfire broke out. Both law enforcement and security was involved in the shooting. Tucson, Arizona, a Border Patrol officer lost his life in the line of duty. According to authority, the officer, Border Patrol agent Anibal Tony Perez, passed away from unknown causes while on duty. Two security officers lost their lives this past week, Marco Gonzalez and Michael Rogers, and many others are dying every single day from the coronavirus. A security officer was shot during a robbery. This was last year. Is now suing Five Guys Burgers and Fries, a franchise across the country, for the shooting. The off-duty law enforcement officer working security has filed the lawsuit in Harris County. More than 1,100 colleges and universities are now requiring the vaccines, COVID vaccines, for security staff and all students. Columbus, Georgia, a brand new self-reporting platform has gone online so that citizens may now report crimes that are done with, not active, on the app. That way police don't have to respond. In Charlotte, Mecklenburg, North Carolina, CMPD and school security was involved in an altercation. A large fight had broken out at the West Mecklenburg High School. Multiple people injured, and they have both security and police on site. So it's unusual to see such a large fight here in the Charlotte school system, because there is still quite a bit of law enforcement and private security. Two security officers this past week are being called heroes. Oklahoma City, a security officer, Richard Lumen, was involved in a chaotic scene in the city's largest entertainment district. Shooting happened. He was able to get many people to safety, and he was shot during this particular situation. And in New York City, a security officer seeing a suspicious vehicle during in a closed business in an area while patrolling, Troy Elderberry, went to investigate. He was immediately met by gunfire, returned gunfire, and he was shot. He is in good condition, and we're going to be awarding these two security officers for their heroic events. Not so heroic, coming out of Philadelphia, a security officer at a Christmas park right downtown in the heart of brotherly love is now accused of murder. Gregory Thomas Jr. shot a man who was well-dressed and looked to be a businessman after a confrontation. This was really a situation where police are not sure what happened, but the security officer fled the scene, as this does happen after a shooting. He's been charged with murder and numerous other charges. And unfortunately, this isn't the only security officer arrested this past week. There were three security officers arrested for homicide or attempted murder. Coming out of Santa Monica, California, a security officer at a grocery store got into a confrontation with a man who did not wear a PPE mask. A confrontation broke out Monday around 10:35 p.m. The security officer took off after the man. He pulled a pocket knife, stabbed him repeatedly. He's been charged with attempted murder. Another security officer also charged with murder. Police also in California has charged an L.A. County man in connection with shooting a person outside of a nightclub. In Juliet, Illinois, a security officer at a housing complex came to the aid of a police officer who was being attacked. Police report that 35-year-old Antonio Tovar attacked the officer, put him in a headlock. That's when the on-duty security officer responded to assist the officer until other responding units could help get them into custody. A lot of news happens every single day. Be sure to go to our website at privateofficerbreakingnews.blogspot.com. You don't want to miss out on anything. In Horry County, South Carolina, that's in the low country down near the beach area, a lawsuit has been filed against a high school security officer. This lawsuit is being brought after the security officer put her 9-year-old grandson in a chokehold while the child was having a panic attack. The lawsuit filed October 4th is one of more than 6,000 lawsuits filed in 2021 against security companies, security officers, businesses that employ security. And we're doing a study on lawsuits over the last 3 years, and we'll have that coming out in the next week or so. We have a lot of breaking news. Sign up right now at privateofficer.org. a box will drop down, and you'll be able to put in your name, your email address. We're not going to sell it. We don't give it away. No one will even know that you're on our mailing list. You're going to see a lot of good breaking news, training options, officer down reports, and so much more. You are listening to the Private Officer Beat Radio. When we come back, we're talking about marijuana and how security can both benefit and be in trouble. Why is this really such a growing business, and why are some security companies hesitant while others are jumping in both feet? We'll be right back.
I don't want to go blind from diabetes.
I don't want to lose a foot or a leg.
I don't want to have kidney failure, so I'm taking control.
I'm controlling my diabetes.
It's making a huge difference.
I'm eating healthy and staying physically active.
I'm taking my medicine.
If I can do it, anyone can.
Control your diabetes for life. Call 1-800-438-5383.
The Federal Aviation Administration wants you to fly your drone responsibly. Avoid flying your drone near other aircraft, especially near airports. Fly your drone below 400 feet. Always keep your drone in sight. If you see a safety issue involving drones, contact local law enforcement immediately. Fly smart. Fly safe. Have fun.
When I was a gang leader, we probably did business together. Because when people like you buy knockoffs on the street, often the money goes to gangs. And gangs use this easy money for other activities. In other words, they're getting a lot of bang for their buck.
Counterfeits hurt, but you have the power to stop them. Go to www.ncpc.org/get real. A message from the National Crime Prevention Council and the Bureau of Justice Assistance, U.S. Department of Justice.
All right, so before we went to break, we were talking about the very confusing laws surrounding the marijuana industry, and it's confusing certainly for civilians, for people not too familiar with how the law works, or many who just don't care, to be honest with you, but it's also confusing for business owners and vendors and other companies that are associated with the marijuana industry, those that want to do business with the growers and the sellers of legal marijuana. The private security industry is one of those vendors that have come alongside of the marijuana industry since the first couple of states, Colorado and California, began legalizing it. And there are specific companies that are geared just toward marijuana protection. Now, there are pluses and minuses to everything, and certainly while many people look at marijuana as doomsday and just as serious of a drug as cocaine, crack, and meth, the fact is that it has many uses, and much like alcohol, yes, people do abuse it, but it has some benefits as well. I think that we're going to find, as more laws are changing rapidly, just recently in Alabama, the last state, they took a while to deliberate. And other states have been looking at it for a number of years. The pluses and the minuses, the benefits, the pros and the cons. The problem is, with this being against federal law, many companies still do not want to risk their business or themselves by entering this industry while it is still undecided federally. It's against the law federally. The DEA could sweep down which I don't foresee, by the way, and bust everybody involved, every dispensary, every grow operation, et cetera, et cetera. However, I don't think that's going to happen. I do believe it will eventually be decriminalized federally, especially with the current group that we have in office and with larger and larger companies getting involved. The largest cannabis grower is based out of Canada, but they own operations and dispensaries in the U.S. So from a legal standpoint, many growers and dispensaries who are legally licensed are having a hard time with their cash because it's against the law for any banks to open accounts for marijuana growers or sellers because it's against federal law, and the federal laws regulate what the banks can and can't do. They certainly cannot money launder. They certainly cannot take gangsters' money. They cannot take terrorist money knowingly and set up accounts. So many marijuana growers and dispensaries and people that legally are involved in that industry are having to bank with foreign governments, foreign banks, which there are some here in the U.S. And private security does get their hands dirty by taking money from marijuana growers and dispensaries, although they have a legal company that is not directly governed by those marijuana laws. Private security has walked through the back door of this industry, and they began by offering protections at the grow sites as well as a legal licensed dispensaries that have popped up in about a dozen or maybe 15 states now. And also, security officers have escorted the money, the product, protected the stores, the farms, the grow areas, and provided physical and electronic security. So what training are they having to go through? Are they doing like 200 hours? Are they going through personal protection and regulatory armed security? What are they doing? Well, the fact is that no state requires any more than anything that's listed currently in the regulatory law. So if your state has no law that mandates what security officer training is or licensing, then that's what they have, no training and no license. In states like Florida, California, Texas, and many others that are regulatory states, they have the bare minimum required training of 24 to 44 hours if they're armed, which most are. And there is no other regulatory training required for those security personnel. There are some requirements for dispensaries, state statutes that stipulates what type of camera systems they have to have, what type of physical security they have to have, what type of alarm systems they have to have, what type of panic buttons they're required to have, how many people can be in a dispensary at any one given time. Many regulations for the marijuana grow areas and dispensaries in these licensed states, but not for the physical security provider. That's a concern. Now, Armour College has, for the last 5 years, offered two specific marijuana courses. Specialist courses that covers everything from distribution, sales, grow, escorting money, physical security, electronic security, the laws in each state. And it's really an enhanced program, 15 weeks. We have several large marijuana grow and dispensary companies who take our courses. They have all of their staff going through the courses regularly. But everyone who's working in this type of security, which is very extremely high risk, every aspect from the grow areas where there are numerous shootings, murders regularly every year, to the dispensaries where there are oftentimes robberies, shootings, killings by security and of security, everyone needs to have this enhanced training And everyone needs to have enhanced firearms training, and everyone needs to have enhanced de-escalation training in this high-risk category of security. Is it a good business to get into? Yeah, maybe. Maybe not. Recently, a large investor looked at the marijuana industry and said, wow, I love it. There are so many things that you can do. Marijuana is being put into food, alcohol, snacks, even ice cream. And that investor took a very hard look for a week. Numerous marijuana grow companies and producers of all sorts of ancillary products of marijuana and said, this is very interesting. Obviously, it's a moneymaker. It's in high demand. This is extremely high demand. People that you wouldn't even think today is smoking marijuana and driving. That's not good, obviously. And they looked at it and they said, if it wasn't for that federal law, they would have invested in multiple areas. Multiple businesses. They, no doubt about it, they said they would have done it. Marcus Lemonis, another well-known investor, the owner of Camper World and a number of other companies, an investor on his own TV reality show called The Profit, also spent a week or two looking at the marijuana industry. And he, too, saw the pros and cons, including the high risk, the federal law, the security of the product and the locations, as well as the benefits, how this can is expanding and how this can totally be put into many different products. People are putting it in lotions. CBD, we're going to talk about that next week, but CBD is not covered under the same marijuana laws because it's not considered marijuana, although it is a strain . However, it does not have the THC aspect that marijuana does, which is that element that is addictive and what gets you high. Now, next week, we're going to explain CBD a little bit more as we get into this. Again, remember that armorcollege.org has two different levels of cannabis protection courses. One of them exclusively is being taken regularly by all the employees of a large marijuana grow and dispensary corporation. You can go to the website and sign up today or contact help desk at Armour College, armour college.org. The other aspect that many people are afraid to, or reasons why they're afraid to get into this business from a security standpoint, it's very violent, very dangerous, as we said moments ago, but also the unknowns as to whether or not state regulatory laws will maintain? Will they be ruled by Supreme Court as illegal and thus making everything that they've done and their vendors have done illegal? And it may cause a backlash with the IRS and other federal agencies. So there's a lot of unknowns and a lot of reasons that are good and bad to be involved in this particular industry. It's growing. It's going to be national, I have no doubt. It will become legal, but there are lots of unknowns. And until I think those are answered, or solved, resolved, it's difficult for many people to want to move forward, either to invest in the industry or to become a vendor of services for cannabis growers, dispensaries, producers, and companies, although there are many, many large corporations that are involved, and they do supply services and goods. So we have to think, is this something for us? Now, next week, we're going to talk about all of the different areas that private security can be involved in the marijuana industry, and it's a business. Let's just face it. It really is a business, regardless of where the federal law has it currently. And we're seeing more and more states have warmed up to it, even those very conservative Republican states. And like alcohol, we know it's addictive. Like alcohol, we know that people use it for bad things. Like alcohol, we know that, bad things come of it. But so the same thing can be said about food. Too much of anything is not good for you. And that's the way many states are looking at it. They're saying, you know, it's no worse than alcohol. It's no worse than food addiction. It's no worse than some of the other drugs. Next week, we're going to talk about the gateway drug, marijuana. Many say, no, that's not true. But it is true. It is a gateway. Many young folks get their first taste of illegal drugs by smoking a joint. Also, next week, we're going to talk about some of the other downsides to this industry for those of you looking to get in as a security vendor, a provider of security. That's going to conclude this week's episode of the Private Officer Beat Radio. Join us next week for part two. We've got a lot more interesting facts, data, and suggestions, and the ins and outs of whether or not this is a good business or the right business for you. Until then, have a great week. We'll see you back here on the radio. Be safe, be blessed, and don't forget, on the legal side, on Sunday, and back here next Monday. Until then, ciao. See you later.